We're celebrating 20 years of Good Morning Angels by bringing you the stories of some of the lives you have changed with kindness, love, and selflessness in their own voices. This is the legacy of Good Morning Angels, changing lives since 2005.
My name is Nokulunga Ncube, the principal of Bitumelong Early Learning Center in Alexander Township. I was with Good Morning Angels in 2021 in October, and this is my story. Bitumelong Early Learning Center is in the heart of Alexander. We're just in the middle of Alex, just in between the women's hostel and the government school. So we're just in the heart of Alexander. Bitumelong Early Learning Center, it was founded in 1950 by the group of the ladies from the United States. One of them I can mention, Diane Dickinson and Allen Biddle. They came to South Africa to help the needy, especially the little ones that don't have parents who are with them the whole day. So they started a soup kitchen in 1950. That's where it started. So hence the name Bitumelong Early Learning Center is the place of joy for the needy children of township. My grandmother, she was one of the kitchen ladies who was doing the soup kitchen for the team. And then that's where they introduced my mother after some, maybe 10 years after that. And then my mother was introduced as a principal and she was interviewed by the team. That's where she took over from those early years until I took over from 2015. By then, my grandmother was still a kitchen lady who was just cooking. They were doing it for my shack before they came into to the school. So unfortunately, she didn't live long. And then when she took over my mother as the principal, she was acting. Then the building was built in 1980. And then that's where they've moved in, whereby they registered the center to be a preschool, a registered preschool and NPO. Officially, I started in 2015, but I was introduced in 2013. I was still training. Professionally, I'm a public relation. I was working for the Road Accident Fund. So from corporate to education, it was a big shift for me. So I had to go through so many trainings to be an equipped principal with an ECD background. Mostly the kids who comes to Bitumelong, we take mostly underprivileged children, whereby they cannot even afford even the minimal amount of paying for the fees. And we also adopt most of them. They don't pay a school fees, but those who can, they are able to do that. But we don't want to maybe to show as if maybe they cannot afford, but we take as much as possible those who are in need of education. It's a very sad part. Most of our learners or children, they live just behind me. We call it a women's hostel. And then we have surrounding areas like we call them avenues. They're from one-room homes. Their parents, they're very young. Most of them are living with their grandparents also. And most of their parents also, when it comes to education, they didn't finish school. So we mostly accommodate such parents because that's our part of opportunity of giving them back and also to support so that vulnerability they have, it mustn't overwhelm them. It's a beautiful thing ever because this is one of the things that we wanted to expose to them, that life, you can make it in life. You will have something beautiful in life. Not to give up hope. We give them hope. We give them hope because when you stay in a one-room house, you just don't have hope for the future. So this is one of the samples that we give back, that if you can have this, surely in 10 years' time, 15 years' time, you'll have something like this for yourself. A safe space you can create, love you will able to get it, and also the future ahead for you, it's brighter. We give them love. They need to be loved. Children of Alexander, they just need to be loved and to be reminded that they are very important. They are the leaders of the future, and also you give them hope that everything is going to be okay. So it's one of our philosophy that we give them promise. And also the school, when it comes to education, we make sure that their foundation is very intact, that they get a very stable education, and it's enriched with so many activities that we can stimulate them beyond their age. We do different activities, and luckily we are registered ECD with the Department of Education, Basic Education. We in line with CAPS, we are doing CAPS, and we also using clever play. So the learners, they learn through play most of the time, but we make sure that our activities, they go in line with the CAPS aligned with NCF, also the framework that we are given by the department. So our learners, they learn a lot through indoors and outdoors also. We start our day with prayer. We start our day with affirmations, because we are building this character. We also give them this affirmation and confidence in themselves. And also after doing that, we celebrate their birthdays every day. That's a wonderful thing, that they are so precious to us. And then also, after doing all that in the morning routine, we have a beautiful breakfast. It's different every day. And after breakfast, we have a full activities that's in line with a weekly plan or daily plan that we do. So we do give them a full lunch, a lunch with vegetables and salad. And then in between the meals, we give them seasonal fruits. It can be any kinds of fruits for them to eat. We try to give the best meals, because most of our learners, when they leave school 4:30, it's their last meal. So hence, we have to give a balanced full meal and a snack after school, so that when they come back next morning, they can also receive the same, because most of our learners, this is their last meal. Bitumelong Early Learning Center, we are in the middle of the location. We are in between the houses, the community, whereby they dump anywhere. They just, where they find a place, they will just dump all the waste and feces and urine, you know, anywhere. So it's been happening for more than 10 years. And we've been fighting, cleaning up the corners of the school. And we did have a small wall. Our school didn't have a wall, it was a fence. So coming from 2020, it became very worse. And it was a lot of rats. And we couldn't keep up. We couldn't keep up as a school. And we didn't have a choice, because we've been cleaning up with popcats. The municipality, they were coming through every week to clean up. But the following day, it's a damp place. So we had to do something about the wall. Unfortunately, the flood came and the wall was destroyed. And that's where it exposed most of the rats under the ground. So our wall crumbled very badly, the fencing, and that's where we needed help, because we needed to stop this illegal dumping also. And also, it was a damage to the learners also. It was a bad exposure to them. The environment was not good at all for the learners. So the illegal dumping, it came a very healthy hazard for the surrounding of the school. So because we had fencing, we had to do something. That's where we started looking for funds to build a wall, so that the space for the learners, it's secure and the environment is very clean. We work hand in hand with Clumber Club. There's a lady, her name is Liz Senior, the owner, the founder of Clumber Club. So because we are doing so many programs with Liz for the outdoor activities, so I've spoken to Liz. Liz, we are in need of funding, sponsorship. We have a situation in our school. Our fence has fallen apart. It has crumbled. The floors have just cracked. And there's lots of rats around. And we can't keep up. We're really in serious need. And it was very urgent. Then Liz said, let me just talk to someone that I know from Jacaranda. And then that's where we were introduced to Good Morning Angels. And they said, there's a lady who's going to call you. Her name is Diane. I said, okay, fine. And then it was that. Just a week, things were just connected. We arrived at Jacaranda FM with about four kids, learners that I took with. And we didn't expect that much, we thought that, okay, we're going for the interview, okay, because, okay, let's sell ourselves in this Jacaranda FM station. Maybe the people who hear our cry, they will come out for us. And it was that. It was interview after interview on that day. Wow. On that Good Morning Angel, I won't even forget. And I think I was maybe daydreaming. Martin, he mentioned 20,000, but it didn't ring. Come back to me. Are you giving us the 20,000 or are you still going to fundraise the 20,000 for us? And I said, oh, okay, 20,000. I was excited, but I was confused at the same time. Then we came back to the studio. Martin said, Lungi, we are giving out 20,000 to the school to rebuild the wall. I said, what? It was like, you know, it was so... It was, I don't know what to do, but we were so excited that at least something is coming out for us. And this is the beginning of our journey with Jacaranda. And it was a beautiful day ever on that day. As soon as we done with the Good Morning Angel, it just took them 3 weeks to give us the money. And we received the money. We bought the material. And with help with Bitvest Steiner also came in on board to help us with the rest also on that month. It went quickly and the wall was built in 3 weeks. It was standing. As soon as after the wall was built, it was a sense of security, secure. The environment is clean. It's nice. The Joburg pick it up. When they came every week to clean up, it was like they're doing something. They can see the difference when they clean up our corners. So in that, the kids were most highly secured, and the smell is no more also. And after that, we continued to do our activities, our school, and everything in our perimeters. Everything just went well. Our next need was to rebuild the back wall on our school because it was also fencing and we had some break-ins. So we needed to rebuild the wall again just at the back of the school. And we did that also with the help of Good Morning Angel again. And the people also helped us. I won't forget them also, the round table who came through to us. And they also contributed for us to finish up building the wall and plaster the wall also. Now, since we have the wall around the school, number one, the learners are able to go the way they want because we learn outside. The activities, we do them mostly outside. So it's easier, it's safe for them. It's a working space for them. And also for the autistic learners that we have that learn who likes to be outside, it's safer for them. They can walk through the yard the way they want. They can go to their vegetable gardens. And because now we know it's safe, no one is disturbing us. It's only the bears that can make noise. So that's it created a very safe space for this, for the school. Of course, when we had the walls, we were able to put more outdoor jungle gyms, outdoor equipment, and also we were able to do also to put a soft play for the toddlers. So because we couldn't do that, but now today we have a soft play for the toddlers that are able to do outdoor activities for their gross motor. When we were introduced to Good Morning Angels from the beginning of 2021 till to date, there's a huge difference. We believe and we trust that everything that has been done from Good Morning Angels, it gives us hope that the learners are very important, or the children of Alexander are very important in the society. And therefore, we have a safe place, a beautiful environment due to the support of Good Morning Angels. On top of that, since we were introduced to Good Morning Angels, we were supported by other companies, by listening to the radio, to the station Jacaranda. We were exposed to other companies like Bitvest Steiner and IXM, KTC Solutions, and others. They are supporting the school every year, at least under the economic, socio-economic. They are there for the school. They are doing so well with us. We are able to report the beautiful sponsorship they did for the school. And what we love about the feedback from the parents, that they repeat the same things that we did with them from grade R. So it means that the teachers, they are doing their best so that they get the good foundation. When they get to grade one, all our learners, they're able to interact and socialize and do their best in class because they've got all those confidence from Bitumelong Early Learning Center. You know, by me recommending companies, calling them a good angels, it means they care. It means they love what we do. It means they support what we do. And it gives them hope also that as companies, as we sponsoring this gesture, it means that what they're doing is good for the community. They're giving hope. Hence, we call them good morning angels because they can see that we are bringing a difference in the society. An angel, it's something that it's looking after you. A day-to-day, somebody or something that it's guiding you. It's there with you. I would like to say thank you. Thank you so much. We are grateful. We are very grateful for what you've done for us. And we really appreciate what you have contributed to our school, and it has made a difference. It has made a huge difference to the community also. We'd like to say we are very grateful. Yes, I do believe that being kind is very important. If everyone can be kind, like good morning angels, I think we can conquer so many things. It gives us hope and leave us to stay positive and look forward for the future. If, to be honest, if we never received anything from Good Morning Angels or from any companies, I wouldn't have lied to you. It will be very devastated. And it shows that we have people who care outside. And I can imagine if we didn't build that wall, how was going to be the center be? How are we going to cope with loss of rats, with loss of illegal dumping? But because we have people who are considerate and thinking for the future, we really appreciate this, that it's there. There are people who think and love to see the goodness of others.
Listen to Breakfast with myself, Martin Bester, to hear more of the voices of Good Morning Angels over the past 20 years. To watch the videos of these inspiring stories, go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on jacarandafm.com. And you can download the weekly podcast on Jackpot.com.